think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
The Anna and Raven Show, with you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast, Star 99.9, today's best mix.
Is Anna Zapp heartless?
How could you be so heartless?
Raven passes judgment on her soul.
How could you be so cold as the winter wind when it breeze, yo?
Star 99.9.
All right.
Okay.
So I'm a responsible plastic bag user. I just want to put that out there.
Okay? I mean, if there's such a thing, I guess.
Stamford is joining the list of towns and cities that are looking to ban plastic bags. Mm-hmm. So when you go shopping, you have to either bring your own reusable one or use paper, or they may start charging you a fee of 5 cents a bag, something like that.
Mm-hmm. This is happening more and more in a lot of places.
Yeah, Greenwich already has put this ban into place for 3 years, and then they're going to reassess. Norwalk joining the list, too, of towns that are considering this. I am against this. And I just want to feel, say,
you're
like,
a terrible person.
It's not that I'm a terrible person, but I like my plastic bags. And I feel like this is the 80s. Remember when all of a sudden everybody was freaking out about aerosol hairspray cans?
Sure.
Right. Everybody was overreacting.
Oh,
did we?
Right. Because global warming isn't a real thing.
Hey, listen, we just got to cut back a little bit. We don't need to eliminate it.
Oh, man.
I have an argument as to why I'm a responsible plastic bag user.
I thought you were making it right there, but go ahead.
I reuse my bags constantly. So here's, and I bet you a lot of people have similar rules in place at their home.
Mm.
I use CVS and Walgreens bags in my bathroom as garbage liners because they're smaller and they're thin.
Okay.
The Walmart bags are cheap, so those I use to collect dog poop. Okay.
Okay.
Stu Leonard's has the best quality bags, and I cherish those. I fold them into neat little squares, and then I use them to transport lunch and other important items whenever I have to carry stuff.
Okay.
So I feel like, you know, sure, should you not use extra hundreds of plastic bags? Yes, but if you're using them responsibly, there truly is no reason to create this ban.
Oh.
I mean, plastic bags are important.
Plastic bags don't last forever, except for when they go to a landfill and they take 5,000 years to biodegrade.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to hear my reasons as to why you're a terrible person?
Sure.
How about this? It's a choking hazard. Whenever I'm sleeping on the floor and using plastic bags as a blanket, I must always be vigilant throughout the night. I'm wasting time sleeping.
What are you talking about?
You know?
What are you talking about?
It's dangerous.
That doesn't make sense.
Here we go. They don't actually carry anything. Put a gallon of milk in there or a pair of 2 liters and you're stretching that thing or you have to double bag it. You better hope that you don't have a single square box or plastic packaging because those bags are going to be shredding.
Not the Stu Leonard ones.
Before you even step away from the cashier.
You've never had a quality Stu Leonard plastic bag.
You might as well be using plastic confetti to carry your Triscuits to the parking lots. If you get a square box, that thing is just, it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. You don't know about good quality bags.
And plastic bags, I'll drop the ultimate on you. Plastic bags of various sizes and shape appear to be 75% of all the pollution found in the world's ocean, up to 14 billion pounds of which is dumped in the oceans yearly, and those plastic bags are a minefield for birds, dolphins, turtles, and all marine life. Here's a thought. Wow, Mommy, I'd really like to see Finding Dory too. Well, you can't, honey, because Dory's in a set of plastic handcuffs.
No, I just think that this is taking it a little bit too far. We should be responsible plastic bag users, but to create a ban and forcing it on people, I'm not into that.
Nobody's responsible.
1-800-330-9999. Am I being heartless because I really believe that and I don't want to give up my plastic bags? Because you know what's going to
totally
have to
heartless.
Happen? Then we have to go buy them in boxes and then it's just like our garbage
get
can
the cloth
liners.
Bags, man. Cloth bags, fully reusable.
Let me see you pick up your dog poop with that cloth bag.
Well, I mean, you're not using it for that.
Uh-huh, exactly. That's what I thought. Listen to this show with any regularity. You know that I'm always very honest. And I'm going to be honest and say that I am not on board with Stamford joining the cities and Norwalk joining the cities that are trying to ban plastic bags like Norwalk is. I like my plastic bags. I am a responsible plastic bag owner. I use them. I reuse them.
Are you going to stop talking? You going to let somebody else get in it? Or are you just going to keep over-explaining your position that nobody supports?
No one?
I'm going to say this, is that, you know what? With the plastic bag thing is that you are one of, you know, millions, billions of people on the planet, and not everybody is responsible with the bags. Time to get rid of them.
1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, what do you think about this?
Good morning, Anna. I am very disappointed. Just want to say, I am upset with you. I am lost for words. Mm-hmm. You are usually caring, understanding, very passionate about what you are saying. And right now, I am lost for words.
Right. Thank you, sir.
Plastic bags are like the number one cause of like the world's destruction.
Right. Evil. Right. You're right.
It is
evil.
Horrible, Anna. Really? You know what you need to try? You need to try for one whole week.
Yeah.
No plastic bags. Let's go to paper bags.
But what am I going to put in my garbage?
You need to try an alternative. You need, just like you guys pulled the Halloween for the Saturday of the last month.
Yes.
You guys need to find a way to make it so the country uses hemp, which is biodegradable, which is something that we really need to look into.
What are your thoughts on this? We're actually going to talk to a city rep from Stamford coming up next here on Star. Stamford is joining the list of towns and cities that want to ban plastic bags. Mm-hmm. I am 100% not on board with this. I'm a responsible plastic bag user. I reuse all my bags, and I really like having them, to be honest.
There's 7 billion people on the planet, and not all of them are going to be as responsible as you. You've got to go ahead and protect the earth above all.
What do you think about this? 1-800-330-9999. Am I heartless because I want to keep plastic bags? Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
I live in Suffolk, New York, and we have already had this in place. I, too, reuse my plastic bags, and I was very resistant to this whole thing. But it's been a couple of months now. It took me a little while to get adjusted to it, but it's not that bad.
I mean, somehow you have survived. You are here on the phone with us, so you did survive. You made it. Congratulations.
Yeah. Anna and Raven, what do you think about this?
I agree with you, Anna.
Thank you.
Because I reuse my plastic bags for like garbage cans for my dog, for my cat. And also my mom is part of a church, and they're reusing the bags in a way that they're making blankets for the homeless.
I mean, come on. That is what's right with America right there.
Right. Well, you can take your one vote and put it up against everybody else.
All right. Thank you very much.
So good luck
for
with that
call.
One vote of yours.
Yeah, I mean, hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think about this? Trust me, there's people that agree with me, but they don't want to call and admit it on the
right.
air. Yeah.
Because they're terrible people.
That's not true. Hi, what do you think?
So I don't think they're terrible people. I think that a lot of people just aren't educated. That, not that they don't know things, but they don't have the information behind the issue. I'm getting my master's in environmental education, and I know that reducing waste is the most important key. So that means cutting out plastic bags is the most important thing. We have enough plastic bags on our planet right now to wrap the equator 5,000 times.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
My dog poops probably so much that I could also wrap the equator 5,000 times. And thankfully, for these nice bags, I can bag it safely so people don't have to step in it.
You're totally evil.
All right. Steven Kohlenberg, he's one of the city reps from Stamford. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I'm in support of the... there's no language that's been proposed yet from our board, but we're reviewing it and strong support of plastic bags. A good thing.
Wait, so are you pro-plastic bags or anti-plastic bags?
Anti.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And why is that?
There you
that?
Go. Good man.
well, listen, I think that there's a lot of problems with our environment right now. A coastal city like Stamford is that we have a lot of waste that winds up in Long Island Sound. We have a lot of waste that winds up in the ocean, and it's killing our wildlife. It's going to create a lot of problems down the road. And if this is something small that we can do, we really kind of change course on that.
Did you know that that floating trash area is twice the size of Texas?
Oh,
you're
boy.
Right, buddy.
Yeah, I did hear about that. It's kind of shocking, right? Yeah.
It's totally shocking. If you see the video, it's heartbreaking. Well done,
yeah,
sir.
Absolutely.
I think we're going to have to agree to disagree here, Raven. What do you think?
I think I'm going
to
agree that you're going to help.
All right. If you want
to. In a handbag that's made of plastic.
It's made of plastic, right. Well, you know what? That bag will be used responsibly because I'm a responsible plastic bag user.
To get you down there, sure.
If you would like to chime in on this, head to our Facebook page. Search Anna and Raven. We have all the info up there. What are your thoughts?
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills. Accelerate your team's impact. And redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.